Here's Check On Stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. In a story in this morning's edition of the Millerton News, the Northeast Community Center honored Julie Schroeder at their 8th annual Chef and Farmer Brunch. For the third year in a row, the largest fundraiser sold out. Over 330 guests were in attendance. And the Hotchkiss School's Fairfield Farm is where it was held this past weekend. Once again, congratulations to Julie Schroeder. Dorothy Chinati passed away on Sunday evening, July 22nd, in Falls Village, with her husband, Roland, by her side. She was 90 years old. A memorial service will be held for Dorothy in the Falls Village Congregational Church on Saturday, October 6th at 3 p.m. In lieu of flowers, those wishing to remember Dottie are invited to contribute to the Falls Village Congregational Church or Norwich Free Academy Foundation in Norwich, Connecticut. Make checks payable to the NFA Foundation, or you can make a donation online at nfaschool.networkforgood.com. The 131st Ulster County Fair continues through Sunday at the Ulster County Fairgrounds on Libertyville Road in New Paltz. The fair opens every day at 10 a.m. Rides begin at 11. They close at 10 p.m. through today, midnight tomorrow and Saturday, and 8 p.m. on Sunday. Concerts on the Kent Green, well, today will feature none other than the Joint Chiefs from 6 till 8 p.m. Inclement weather will move that into the Kent Community House. Also coming up tonight in North Canaan, it's the Sunset Music Series at the VFW Post 6851, live music, food, vendors, a car, and motorcycle cruise. It's Rain or Shine, tonight's band, Days Off. Sharon Board of Finance has a special meeting coming up tonight, a call to order, action upon request of Board of Selectmen and Parks and Recreation Committee to take the town meeting an expenditure of non-recurring account of $10,000 and up to $30,000 for completion of the walking track at Veterans Field. That meeting is set for 7 p.m. Well, the Falcon Ridge Folk Festival is celebrating its 30th anniversary this year. It runs at Dodd's Farm in Hillsdale, New York, August 3rd, 4th, and 5th. More information is available at falconridgefolk.org. It's a happening at the Knox Gallery, Monterey Library, and everyone's invited on Friday, August 3rd from 4 till 7. Bring your own water-based paints, no-spray paint, brushes, drop cloths, markers, pencils, glue, paper, old drawings, anything else you'd like to bring, and create. Everyone must take their unused materials back with them. Also, you're asked to bring snacks, finger foods, or soft drinks to share if you can. A suggested donation of $15 for adults, $5 for students is requested. All will be donated to the Friends of the Monterey Library. August 3rd, 4th, and 5th, Norfolk Artists and Friends Art Show, the 10th annual exhibit at the Patel Steckel Gallery, featuring works by members of the Norfolk Artists and Friends, plus 10 great artists. An opening reception will be held Friday, August 3rd, from 5 until 7:30. Of course, a reminder that it is a weekend in Norfolk this weekend as well. Weekendinnorfolk.org. Well, it's also a pretty big weekend in Sharon on Friday. It is the book signing at the Hotchkiss Library in Sharon. And then, of course, on Saturday, you have the used book sale at the Hotchkiss Library. That goes on Sunday as well. But also on Saturday, it's the 59th annual Sharon on the Green Arts and Crafts Fair from 10 until 5. As we said, the 22nd annual Sharon Summer Book Signing will take place on Friday night from 6 till 8 o'clock. Information, sharonbooksigning.weebly.com. There'll be a tag sale coming up in Sharon on Saturday, August 4th from 9 to 4 at the Sharon Methodist Church. Many new items. Also, 20% off purchases of $25 or more. A summer craft fair Saturday from August 4th from 10 till 5 at the First Congregational Church on Main Street in Great Barrington. Crafters will be set up inside and outside. There'll also be a hot dog wagon, bake sale, secondhand tables, and delicious summer luncheon to be served inside. Join Matthew Cantello for Adventures in Sound, a sonic expedition on Saturday, August 4th from 10:30 till 12 noon at the Ancrum Town Hall. Kids and adults will make music, move, and use their ears in ways they never thought possible. Now, Matthew has 20 years of experience teaching and performing and communing with music. The program will take place at the Ancrum Town Hall. It's one of several Rojan Library-sponsored events that will take place in Ancrum over the coming months. August 4th, the Wasaic Project Summer Festival. 6 bands, 10 dance groups, slews of short films, tons of art, and more. It runs from noon until late in the evening. August 4th in Germantown, the Claremont State Historic Site, Luminarium Dance Company presents a family-friendly performance on the grounds featuring newly commissioned work inspired by Claremont's history and landscape alongside a selection of repertory favorites ranging from classical to contemporary. That's at 3 p.m. On Saturday, August 4th, from 4 till 7 p.m., the Bidwell House Museum holds its summer garden party at the Historic Art School, a benefit for the historic 1760s Bidwell House Museum, 66 Art School Road, Monterey. This year, the museum is excited to be honoring friends and neighbors, Jill Horner and Yo-Yo Ma. There'll be live music by the O-Tones, cocktails, hors d'oeuvres by Kate Baldwin, a silent auction, and art show with local artists. More information or tickets at 413-528-6888, online, bidwellhousemuseum.org. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 81.37 to 25,333.82 yesterday. NASDAQ starts off today at 7707.29 and the S&P 500 at 2813.36. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.